This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Memorial Day, a day to remember fallen heroes, a day that actually started near the Civil War, with the idea being no member of the United States military who dies could go without an honor on this day, with at bare minimum a decoration of their gravesite. We've been at this a long time. I sadly believe much of America has morphed into Memorial Day being a day off. Right? Or a trip to the lake or, you know, some little fun kind of event. Really, today was never designed to be fun. Today was designed to remember the fallen. And there are a lot of opportunities to remember the fallen, thankfully, in our great state of North Dakota and surrounding regions on this day. If you want one, you can find one. At a bare minimum, find a local, military cemetery or a place where you know veterans are buried and honor them on this day. We're going to try and do that throughout the program. If you have a particular event that is happening that you'd like to tell us about, if you'd like to just take a moment to remember someone you know that died serving this country, call us. We'd love to hear it. Email us, text us, whatever it takes. So, simple as texting Todd. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here on this Memorial Day.
Hello there.
You can text him at 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054. We honor the military fallen heroes today. We're going to play Taps a few times today on the program because I don't know that anything brings you to that place, that pit in your stomach, that lump in your throat, than Taps. And it should. That's what it's designed to do, help us honor, remember fallen heroes. You can also call us today, same as every day, 800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We had a listener last week when I asked for some examples of great local celebrations that are happening. Call us and tell us about something that's happening today in Sherwood, North Dakota, just like it has since 1937. It is the longest-running International Memorial Day celebration, 80th year. Really neat story. They do it with a little border celebration with the Canadian Legionnaires. And we're going to be joined by Terry Miller, who's the post adjutant of the Sherwood American Legion, coming up in here a little bit. This starts at 10:15, so they're not far away. We're also going to talk with folks from the North Dakota National Guard to talk about events going on to the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery today, where they do the celebration right. They pick a particular event to commemorate each year, which is kind of neat. We'll talk about that. Senator John Hoeven will join us. He'll be attending Memorial Day celebrations. And Manny, is Senator Hoeven on the phone? Okay, you tell me when he's there. And then we'll also, in our 10 o'clock hour today, touch on a different topic, education. Innovation in education. There's an event coming up on June 8th in Bismarck at Legacy High School, actually. And we want to tell you a little bit about that. So, hey, Rev, you want to come grab my phone? I think Senator Hoeven's calling my phone. I'm probably having some trouble getting into Manny today for some reason. But I'll hand the phone to the great Ravate, our producer here, and he can figure all of that out. Or sorting all this out. So, anyway, we'll do that.
What I do to you and just put you on speakerphone and hold up the mic.
I've made the mistake of calling Todd before on the, well, he's on the K-Fire Cafe
well,
show that he does.
I did set you up. Clay Jenkinson was here and wondered where you've been, so I
you
did set
me.
You up that time. But
yeah, you called me. I remember that. Yeah. That was the start of just a very fun friendship with Clay. Now, Clay and I are fast friends. Although his schedule is such that I have not been able to get him back on the radio for a long darn time, and I've been trying, so.
Oh, I know. He always tells me he wants to fill in for me, too, which is great. And, you know, but when's he here?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All over the place.
But it's fun when he goes, like, all over the country and I get friends with, hey, do you know who this Clay Jenkinson guy is? Yes, as a matter of fact. They're always kind of like, wow, you know who he is? Good guy.
Yeah. So, anyway, that all started with Todd's little pranks by calling on the phone. So. Lots of fun.
Senator from a listener's standpoint, it kind of worked. I mean, you know, you sounded like you were on a phone, but it looked horrendous as I'm sitting here holding a phone up, you know, on a speakerphone up to a microphone. It looked terrible, but sounded okay.
There you go. From Operation Iraqi Freedom, 4,411 U.S. military casualties. From Afghanistan, Operation Enduring Freedom, 2,216. I cite those two because they're the most recent numbers and give you an idea of how we continue to add to those numbers. 200,000 overseas deployments right now out there. And here's a stat that is, to me, the one that just rips your heart out. About 20 veterans a day commit suicide, according to the Veterans Administration. So about 20%. Veterans make up less than 9% of the U.S. population, but make up about 20% of the suicides. So there's an area we can all work on. Senator John Homan joins us now on the Newsmaker line. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking some time to chat with us today. What does your Memorial Day plans include?
Well, I'm heading over to the Heritage Center. The VFW hosts a Memorial Day event there every year, and they do a great job. And then we go out to the State Veterans Cemetery, and the North Dakota National Guard hosts that event. And we get a big turnout. Hopefully the weather will be okay. But we have a flyover with some Blackhawks and just get a, you know, turnout usually in the thousands and so appropriate as we honor those who have served and so many that have made the ultimate sacrifice.
You know, as I go back and look at the fallen soldiers from the North Dakota Army National Guard that paid the ultimate price and made the ultimate sacrifice for their country during Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom, I remember you were their commander. You were governor at the time. I mean, having been to many of those funerals and getting to know those families, is it today a day where you really think back to those one by one?
No question about it. We'll have Gold Star families at both events today, and again, we honor and remember them. And you know, for 10 years serving as governor, it was just an incredible honor to serve those outstanding men and women in our Army Guard, our Air Guard. And it's not just all they did for us, as you say, some making the ultimate sacrifice, but in combat and in battle, but in so many other ways, whether it's a flood or a fire or a tornado or any kind of natural disaster, you know, they're just always there, and they can do anything. I mean, you know, no matter what they're tasked with, they step up and they figure out how to do it, and they do it. It's just amazing.
Do we do enough, the taxpaying citizens of the United States of America, for our veterans, do you believe?
You know, you never can, right? I mean, how do you thank someone who puts their life on the line for you? I mean, there's really, you know, you can never really do enough to say thank you or to honor their service and sacrifice. So it's something we have to work on all the time. And, you know, particularly this year, we're reminded this is the 100th anniversary of the World War I, the war to end all wars. And yet we recognize here, even today, these young men and women fighting this war on terror, you know, this has gone on for over a decade. And unfortunately, you know, that need for people who will step up, selfless individuals who will step forward and protect us, you know, that doesn't go away. It changes over time, but we need them today and we'll always need them.
And how about something front and center right now in Congress? Anything you're working on the military or veterans front?
Yeah, we'll actually probably be working in the next several weeks on a veterans accountability, veterans affairs accountability bill, and it's all about getting the VA to be more accountable, do a better job on behalf of our veterans. And there we have to work both on the veteran's choice piece, where veterans can go get care, you know, at their local healthcare provider if that's what they want. But then whenever they go to the VA, you know, they have to know they're going to get good care there. Now, we're blessed in North Dakota, Minnesota region. We have an outstanding VA health center in Fargo. But other places, the care has not been at the level it needs to be. And so this legislation is about making sure that we have accountability so that veterans across the country have good care when they go into the VA.
All right, Senator, thanks so much for the time today, and well said. How do you ever thank someone enough that puts their life on the line for
exactly.
you?
That's a tough one. And God bless our veterans and everyone who serves and our great country.
Thank you, sir. Good to catch up with you. Have an enjoyable day today honoring the fallen.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate you doing that. All right, we'll take a break. Chad Fargo wants to weigh in here. We're also going to check in with Sherwood, North Dakota. Come
on. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Memorial Day edition of the What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, the telephone number. Terry Miller from Sherwood, North Dakota, is going to join us in a moment. Looking forward to that. As I mentioned earlier, any calls, questions, comments, if you want to honor a veteran you know, you knew, family member, acquaintance, classmate, whatever, anyone that's fallen, has fallen in the line of duty, whom we celebrate on this Memorial Day, please let us know. Tell us the story. Text it. Email it. Call it. 258-0550. Also going to check in with the North Dakota National Guard on what's happening today at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. They have a fun event planned. Yeah, fun's not the right word for Memorial Day, right? But, I mean, it's fun in the sense that it is the way to celebrate Memorial Day, is to find an event that allows you to see young and old come together recognizing the sacrifice of our soldiers. But fun's probably not the word because, we're honoring these people. It's a solemn event. It's a day to think about the blood spilled for the defense of this country. Chad in Fargo, quickly tell me about your event, if you would, Chad.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Events happening today and or fallen heroes. Love to hear from you. Doing great, Chad. Thank you.
Cool. I got a question for you. Were you shocked to hear when Donald Trump said that Canada does less than 1% on GDP for the defense of their country?
Yeah, I was surprised about all those numbers on the NATO countries and what they pay. And I know a few of those world leaders were snickering at President Trump at the gathering on that issue. But, he's calling them out, so they can snicker all they want. We had to have these folks, the point is, a lot of what Donald Trump has done, the United States has done before, you just do it privately and sort of all nicey-nicey. He actually does it in a speech in front of them. I prefer the candor. Right? I mean, if somebody's got a problem with me, tell me what the problem is. Don't whisper about it behind my back. Man up, you know?
Do you think Merkel, she's obviously really a globalist. And when you're hearing from her right now, she's saying, we might just go our own way because I think they don't really want to spend the money to defend their continent. Do you agree with that? Or
I don't know what her reason is, political correctness or... we're for Brexit, so thinks she needs to. I just think that's kind of talk at this point. Although, isn't it interesting? Barack Obama was over there. Just imagine this for a minute. If Donald Trump had lost, Hillary Clinton goes on that same world tour, and then Donald Trump goes to meet with, folks on the side. You don't think there'd have been a hue and cry over that? There's very little notice of that. Barack Obama was the same time Trump's overseas, meeting with Merkel and others. It's pretty amazing. Chad, I got to run, but I appreciate your call. Thinking you had a Memorial Day moment, and I wanted to get one of those in. Any of your comments are obviously welcome anytime, but we're putting a highlight and priority today to anything related to Memorial Day. The post adjutant of the Sherwood American Legion is Terry Miller. Hey, Terry, glad you could join us. Thanks for the time.
Morning, Scott Hannon.
Glad to have you on the program, and congratulations to you and all the good folks in Sherwood that have put time, effort, a little blood, sweat, and tears in keeping this celebration going. For how many years now? How long has Sherwood been at this?
Well, we're a small town, probably 250 people. We were a little bigger at one time, but we've been at this. This is our 80th consecutive Memorial Day service, and the thing about it, it's a little unique in the fact that we celebrate Memorial Day with Canadians. This started back in 1937. A couple of guys that were working at the customs house, one from Canada, one from the U.S., said, "Hey, we should do something about this Memorial Day." So they came together. We exchanged flags at the border and had a little program, and it's kind of grown throughout the year. So we have got a good program right now. A little more unique than most of them that you see. We're small enough where we have a slideshow and during our major program, and we read the honor roll of all the veterans from Sherwood that have passed away, and when their name is read, their picture flashes on a screen for about 3 seconds. It's all set to music, and that'll draw anywhere from 250 to 400 people to our little town every Memorial Day. They come to see fathers and brothers and sisters and whatever that served in the military. So anyway, that's our story.
And I'll bet there was not a dry eye in the house when you're playing those Danny Boy and Taps and other songs, and then folks seeing the face of these fallen heroes. That's a great idea.
It is that we got people that know how to. We started out with the old things that didn't work very well. Now we have everything set on a CD. It's all set to music. We have Billy Ray Cyrus, Some Gave All. And, that brings some cheers. And then there's a lot of other ones, too, that, all the songs are very patriotic. And, there's a lot of mothers there. There's a lot of fathers there that, remember all these people that died. We have two veterans in Sherwood that were in the Civil War, and their picture is up there, too.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Anyway, that's our story.
That's a great story. So this starts at 10:15 today at the border, huh?
That's unique. That's where we exchange flags at the border with the Canadians, and then the Canadians march back with us. And we have at 11 o'clock about an hour and 15-minute program at the school, and then we go to the cemetery. We've got a short program out there. And then everybody comes to our Legion Hall, and we have a lunch together. And it's a good day.
And just the momentum just remains. I mean, never a time when somebody says, should we do it? Should we not do it? I mean, is there great enthusiasm for this still, and has been every year you've been there?
Every year I've been 45 years in the American Legion, and this thing it'll go on, I think, for a long time yet, until we run out of Legionnaires, and we're getting closer, but we still got some, 50 and 60-year-olds that will continue for us.
I'm thrilled that you do it, Terry. It really is a great story. It's neat to know that Little Sherwood, North Dakota has the longest running International Memorial Day celebration in the entire United States. 80 years at it. What a great, great way. And this year, I understand the commander of the Minot Air Force Base will address the crowd at 11, huh?
Not the commander. He's the commander of the 91st Missile Wing.
Okay.
And been told he's an excellent speaker. And so, we're looking forward to that. We've had governors and lieutenant governors and national commanders of the Canadian Legion and senators and representatives as our main speaker every year. It's a good program.
Fantastic. Sherwood, North Dakota, they're doing it right to honor those fallen heroes. And appreciate so much for the story.
By the way, you're welcome to come to this every year.
I appreciate the invite. I wish I had a plane. I'd be there today, by golly. All right, Terry, thank you so much. Enjoy the day in Sherwood. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Terry Miller, post adjutant of the Sherwood American Legion. Setting the record straight on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. This is the Radio History, and I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Doug Haley, a Morton County rancher. We asked Doug about the tactics used by the protesters to disrupt the lives of farmers and ranchers in Morton County. What did they do?
Drive around, take pictures, the threats, put on the internet, that sort of thing. Other people had pictures of their family posted on their door saying, they're dead if you call the cops. People that were driving their vehicles past a protest and they were jumped on and were detained, and the protesters wouldn't let them drive by until the police came. Just constant bickering and harassment. One ranch had people sitting on the fence saying, this is our property, not yours, and you should get out, not us. And pulling up to a fence, tying a chain on, and driving off just to tear the fence down a mile from the pipeline. Things like that were commonplace.
Thanks, Doug. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests right here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Song and not think about what today is all about. Memorial Day. Special Memorial Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. We're here live and on location with you today. Right there behind the microphone. Well, on location, all these Memorial Day events are happening. We're actually in the studio talking about all the different things that are happening, but certainly welcome wherever you are. You can be our on location reporters today. Tell us what you're doing on this Memorial Day. Honor a fallen hero. Let you know, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Text us, Todd at 701-226-8503, me at 701-367-2054, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center, Kildare, Williston, Billings, Montana locations. Right now looking for experienced service writers, welders, technicians. If you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization, this is an opportunity for you. Polar Service Center, right now, competitive pay up to $32 an hour. Superior benefits. You really can't even believe it. They're that good. And much more. Polar Service Center. Call them at 701-495-3592. Ask for Gary. He'll actually answer that number. 701-495-3592. All right, today at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery will probably be the mother of all Memorial Day celebrations in the amount of people that participate and size. Obviously, there's just great events everywhere. You heard about what's happening in Sherwood. I love that. But the Veterans Cemetery, too, has been at it a long darn time. The North Dakota National Guard's assistant, public information officer, rather. We call him Pro. Bill Prokopek is with us today on the program. Hardest morning, name of anybody I ever have to introduce is our friend Pro. Hey, Pro, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. How is everybody today?
Very good, sir. Good to catch up with you. Very good. So
I think it's excellent.
We talked to Senator Hoeven a little bit ago, and he said he was headed for the Veterans Cemetery, as are others. I see there's a distinguished lineup that you have ready to go today. Tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Well, first of all, we're going to start off with a motorcycle honor run. I'm there now as the motorcyclists were told they can start assembling around 10 o'clock. As you can see, it's only 9:35, and I'm looking at about, 30 bikes. People are already showing up here. There's still time if you're riding a motorcycle to come to the shop here in Bismarck. And if you have a motorcycle, you know where the shop is on Airport Road. They're going to take to the road at about 11 o'clock and head west and then thunder into the cemetery in order to honor veterans that way, and the fallen veterans, that is. And last year we had excess of 385 bikes because the weather was good. And it's a little windy out here in Bismarck, but so far no rain, which is nice and looks nice and blue and clear and cloudy to the west. Once the motorcycle's stuck in and I get my distinguished speakers there, we're going to start off the ceremony with two Black Hawk helicopter flyover. And there's no better way to honor anyone military-related than to have a flyover because it's kind of a special deal reserved for special events. And we got special permission to do that today. Today's master of ceremony is Colonel Britt Hatley. Colonel Hatley is our relatively new wing commander of the 119th Wing in Fargo, the Happy Hooligans. And we're pretty excited to have him out there, and plus getting his face out there a little bit in the Bismarck public so people know who he is when we say wing commander. And all the area veterans groups are going to be there, from the VFW, the AMVETS, the Standing Rock Vietnam veterans, disabled American veterans, veterans of foreign war, several branches, and they'll be posting colors. Mr. Clyde Bauman will perform the national anthem. You might know him by his stage name, Milo Hudson-Bueller. But Mr. Bauman's got a fantastic operatic voice, and I'm just really, really looking forward to hearing him exercise his vocal cords on behalf of this special day. It's going to be great. And the opening prayer, we're very honored to have the very Reverend David Kagan, who's the Bishop of the Bismarck Diocese. And then you already mentioned Senator Hovind's one of our guest speakers, Senator Heitkamp, Lieutenant Governor Brett Sanford, and my boss and the host of today's activities, Major General Alan Dorman, the Adjutant General. The most special part, and I'm going right in order down the program here, is our keynote speaker, which is in line with the theme. Most of the nation is celebrating 100 years, 1917 to 2017, when the United States entered World War I. But we're going to delay that honor to next year, and we can celebrate the end of the war from 1918, we noticed that the 164th Infantry Regiment, the most famous Army National Guard unit here in North Dakota, 75 years ago, they went into action with the Marines in the Pacific against the Japanese and went on the offense, and they have the distinction of being the first U.S. Army unit to be on offense in World War II. And we thought that certainly was spectacular enough to honor. And so we're honoring 75 years of honor, 164th Infantry Regiment, with a keynote speaker, Staff Sergeant Lewis Hansen. Lewis Hansen is a veteran of Guadalcanal, Wagonville, Leyte, Cebu, the Negroes, the Philippines. And if you're a student of military history, you'd recognize all those places as very famous and intensive battles, many with the Marines. So this gentleman's 97 years old, and he'll provide the keynote's address, and that'll be great. Naturally, the world-famous 188th Band out of Fargo, National Guard, will perform music before and after the ceremony, but during the ceremony, we're going to pause and listen to that perform battle hymn of the Republic. Then a rifle volley passed by a high school student named Mr. Harrison Fuller. This will be the second year for him. And we'll fire off the World War I French cannon that we have there by the Military Funeral Honors Team. Closing prayer, Chaplain John Flowers from the Happy Hooligans, and we'll retire the colors. We think it's a spectacular program. We've got a beautiful day to execute this program, and we're really hoping for another 2,000-plus folks to attend.
Wow, what a great lineup. Fantastic day. There's a lot good in that, but to me, to hear a World War II veteran, you know, Staff Sergeant Lewis Hansen there, what'd you say, how old is he, 90-some?
He's 97, and he won't be the oldest veteran there.
Oh, my gosh.
We will.
That's just spectacular. That's just great. And the crowds there every year just warm my heart. It's fantastic. There was 2,500 people there last time, last year in 2016. It's just,
yes, sir, about 2,500. It was really, and I mentioned just a pile of motorcycles. That was great. And even as we spoke here, another 20 motorcycles have shown up at the assembly point here.
Now, you're at the, tell us where you're at again, where the motorcycles are lining up, because they have to be there by 10, right?
Well, no, they're supposed to begin at 10, but they've already started.
That's right, between 10 and 10:45 at the shop. We've been talking about that a couple of times this week. Folks have called about that. Is that where you're at?
Right, but, you know, sometimes some bikes join the honor running route. I mean, you don't have to be here. It's just suggested if you want to go from the beginning, to be here. And that run is organized by the Vietnam Vets, Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club. Butch and Virgil usually engineer this gathering here, and it's just grown and grown. Last year, I remember that some folks came in from Minot to participate.
Do you know the number? Do you know the number of every North? How many total North Dakota heroes have fallen in the line of duty? Do we have that number?
Well, I know it for GWA off top of my head. That's the 28. 26 soldiers, 14 of which are National Guard soldiers. One sailor and one marine.
Well, you're saying that's for Operation Iraqi Freedom?
That's for all of GWAT Memorial, all of the Global War on Terrorism. The sailor that we added a couple months ago, he was killed in the USS Cole attack, that cowardly terrorist attack years ago.
Is there any data point? Does that even exist? Obviously, the National Guard would keep the numbers for the National Guard members. But there were active duty members of the military that were also in the Global War on Terror that were fallen. But then, of course, going back, we were just talking to somebody from Sherwood, and he said they have a veteran they honor every year that died in the Civil War that they commemorate in Sherwood. I mean, just think of that. I'm just wondering does anybody have their arms around in all the borders of North Dakota how many we lost.
I don't have that number in my fingertips. If you Google it, I think you're going to get different numbers because people move around, and it's quite possible that more than one state might claim a particular individual. He might have been born in North Dakota, moved to Moorhead, joined the Army in North Dakota, home of record was back in Minnesota when he perished, something like that. So which state does that person belong to? Those kind of things cause numbers to be different depending on the source.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does. And the names you remember from, more recent stories are, Specialist John Fettig Dickinson, Staff Sergeant Kenneth Hendrickson Bismarck, Staff Sergeant or Sergeant Keith Smetty Fargo, Specialist Philip Brown at Jamestown, Specialist James Holmes, Grand Forks, 28 years old, Lance Koenig, 33 at Fargo. I think it was Koenig, how you pronounced it. Specialist Cody Wentz Williston, 21, Specialist Michael Hermanson, 21 from Fargo. Sergeant Travis Van Zos, is that how you say that?
Van Zos.
Okay, yes, another youngster, 21, from Bismarck. Curtis Mayer Bismarck, 21. Nathan Goodiron, 25, out of Mandaree. Christopher Kleinwachter, 29, out of Wapperton. Darren Lindy, 41, out of Devil's Lake. Tyler Orgard, 20, out of Bismarck. Those are National Guard fallen soldiers paying the ultimate price and the ultimate sacrifice for their country during Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom, the more recent ones. But there are so many. And, again, we honor each and every one. And certainly, if you have one, classmate, family member, whatever, please call us and help us honor their service. Dying for us in the line of duty, saying, send me. It's pretty incredible. It really is. Pro, thank you so much for the time today, and congrats on another great celebration out at the Veterans Cemetery honoring our fallen today. Enjoy.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you for once again taking special time to honor our fallen heroes. Very much appreciated, and the right thing to do.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it. More coming up, folks. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. Four for four. Four items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice, $4.
How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere. Like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars. King size, $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub-selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the importance of having an emergency action plan.
So many times when there is any type of an emergency and, you know, employees especially don't have a plan, panic sets in. But you know, our school systems have proved through fire drills over the years, right, that when you have a plan and you execute that plan, you can save lives and injuries. You know, we haven't had a single fatality in a school in the United States with fire since 1980. That's because they have a plan and they practice that plan. So that's the concept that we want everybody to wrap their arms around.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's on your mind, Memorial Day edition, which means we're going to give you some very special bumper music for the... Name that tune, Todd. I don't know that I could, but I'm not a big...
Trying to figure it out. I'm Norwegian and German, so we don't do the bagpipe thing very well.
So next time, let's have a Danny Boy version where we get the vocals.
That is actually kind of good to use, though, too. But you know.
Yeah, I like bagpipes, especially special occasions.
I mean, you can't help but be a little sad when you hear minor key on a bagpipe. You just
exactly right.
Can't help it.
It's another lump in the throat. We should all have a lump in the throat today. We really should. Senator Hovind, I think last hour, or even actually this hour, it was earlier this hour, when I said, are we doing enough? Do we do enough for our veterans and for the families of fallen heroes? And he was like, you can never do enough. That's a good point. What's enough for someone that dies for another? And, you know, I read the list rather fast earlier, but nonetheless, the 14 names of soldiers that paid the ultimate price and made the ultimate sacrifice for their country during Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. This one comes from the North Dakota Guard. And so it's 14. The number actually, I think, is 26 in total of North Dakotans. So if I'm active duty, if I join the Army and I get stationed at, wherever, and then I go to Iraq, you know, you're from North Dakota, but you live wherever you're stationed. So it's kind of dicey trying to do this, as Bill Prokopik pointed out when we were talking with him a moment ago for the North Dakota National Guard. So it's hard to get around those numbers, but I don't want to slight anyone. I'm saying these 14, the 26 active duty, every single member of any military unit, Civil War forward, that serves is incredible. And that's they're putting themselves in harm's way. Then those who die serving deserve special honor. That's what Memorial Day is about. Okay, that's why we're doing this today. And it's never too late to start a tradition. You know, if you've just done what you've done on Memorial Day, irregardless of what's happening in and around you related to Memorial Day, start now. It's raining out. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure on days when it was raining, those members of the military would say, well, it's raining, Sarge.
No, you're thinking of baseball.
Yeah, baseball games, you can, have a rain delay, right? You go back in the bunker. You don't have a rain delay in the military, in the middle of a battle.
Yeah, in the Revolutionary War, they just hid under tarps on either side and just watch each other till the rain stopped, yeah. True.
Get an umbrella. Get a poncho. Go out and be a little bit cold. Grab a blanket or two, whatever. The point is just do something different. If I was within distance to get to Sherwood, North Dakota today by 11 at the school, I would. I'd just divert and do it and set aside everything else and soak all that in and watch in pure darkness photo after photo. All those songs are playing of heroes. And these heroes, it's incredible. Many of them knew what they were doing. Think about after 9/11 and knowing we were going to war, and then 18, 19, 20-year-olds saying, I want to serve. I want to put myself in harm's way. That's the ultimate sacrifice. I can't say it enough. I don't want to sound like a broken record or that I'm trying to, I know there's a lot of people in the sound of this audience. You get it. You know. But there's some that don't, so it's why I keep saying it. Do we really understand that? Do we comprehend that and what they did for us? They died for us, and they put themselves there. People die every day that don't want to die. Car accident, whatever, heart attack. These people said, yep, I'll go where I might get shot. I might die doing this, but I'm going to do it. Pretty incredible. Mark and Goodrich. Mark, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, when honoring our veterans in active duty military, I think actions speak louder than words. And we need to do our part as civilians to uphold the oath, to protect and defend. defend our Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, and our civilian duty would be to protect our Constitution, our Republic, against what appears to be an even greater threat than foreign enemies, is the domestic enemies that are undermining our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And as such, we need to not be discouraged. We need to stand up. We need to count the cost of the veterans and active duty and then be willing to share in that cost and stand up here and encourage and tell our political leaders to support the agenda of Donald Trump, who wants to make America great again.
Mark, thanks for the call. What else can we do?
You're
raising some good questions.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.